A controversial new treatment for methamphetamine, cocaine, and alcohol addiction has hit the market. Some praise this treatment. Critics say the marketing of Prometa is ahead of the science. Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network reports.
Kenneth Robinson is a 29-year-old member of the Tulalip Indian tribe in Washington State. He's been addicted to crack cocaine for the past 2 years. He says it's ruined his life.
Got divorced, lost my kid, no money.
That's why on this day, Robinson is at a drug treatment center in Tacoma, Washington for his third Prometa treatment.
Hey, Kenneth, how you doing, man?
Not bad.
Patrick Donnelly is a psychiatrist who's treated drug addicts for 20 years. He's about to give Robinson his third IV infusion of a drug called flumazenil.
Now I'm tearing some little pieces of tapes to hold the needle in.
Flumazenil is typically used to reverse the effects of certain prescription drug overdoses, but here it's used with two other FDA-approved drugs to make up the Prometa cocktail. This is considered off-label use, and it's perfectly legal. Still, the FDA hasn't evaluated whether it's safe and effective to give the drugs in this particular combination to alleviate drug addictions. Donnelly says the results speak for themselves.
With one or two doses, they completely lose their cravings. It also kind of resets their mind so that people say, gee, I've got my son back again.
As he lights a cigarette, Kenneth Robinson offers his own testimonial. He says after just two treatments, his cravings for cocaine and even cigarettes diminished. There are also the results of a Prometa pilot study earlier this year in the Pierce County, Washington Drug Court. Of 37 meth and cocaine addicts given Prometa, 24 are still drug-free after nearly 9 months. If this all seems too good to be true, Prometa certainly has its skeptics.
The jury is still out.
Doug Allen directs the Washington State Division of Alcohol and Substance Abuse. He's concerned that Prometa is on the market before rigorous scientific studies are completed.
I'm hopeful that Prometa is in fact successful. My trepidation is over the patient, and what if this isn't working, and are we creating false expectation?
Allen is not alone. Other experts in the field of drug and alcohol treatment believe the marketing of Prometa has gotten ahead of the science. The company behind Prometa is Los Angeles-based Hythium. Dr. Andrea Barthwell is a former deputy director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, who now serves on Hythium's board. She acknowledges that addiction treatments have a history of not living up to their hype, but she defends the decision to sell Prometa before the results of clinical studies are known.
We believe that by making the protocol available to doctors now, who are using it to positively impact the lives of their patients, they can experience more benefit than if we were to wait for the double-blind placebo-controlled studies.
Those studies are underway, one at UCLA. Still, Barthwell adds that Prometa is no substitute for traditional drug treatment therapy. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.